bum, 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 bum. Ah! No, you started that too early.
Oh, shit. All right. Try it again.
Bum, 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 bum.
All we need is Radio.
This is Radio Clash. Wait, you're supposed to do the guitar there.
All right, but
I'm so using all of this.
All right, no. Should we start with the
no,
I was expecting you to talk.
Do this.
I expected you to talk.
No, I'm gonna do that separately, so I edit in over the top.
Oh, all right then. All right.
No.
All right.
Do it all
That's
live.
All right. Do it all live then. Okay.
So I have to sing Radio Gaga.
Yeah.
All right then. So. You do the thing. I'll sing Radio Gaga. All right. Ready?
All right. Here we go.
All right. Not from the beginning. From that bit.
From which bit?
All right. Should we do it from the beginning then?
Different start.
All right.
Bum
bum bum bum.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash Show 96, and this is the Rich's Uncle Show with Scott, Jeb, and Tim.
Radio Clash.
Great, you're booked for the next one in an a cappella group.
Oh, fuck.
And there is a reasoning. I think a lot of you would know that I did a night. You might have heard on the grapevine in the last few millions of shows that I did a night called Hectic Eclectic, which Jeb played.
Hello.
Jeb from 50 Pound Note, and Scott's here from the
All
Night
the
Show.
Way Hello. From Kentucky.
A Kentucky podcast king.
I love Kentucky.
Hey, that was pretty good, actually.
I'm picking up the accent slowly. At least I'm not a Kansas chicken.
No. So, Kansas fried chicken.
So, and it's called The Rich's Uncle Show because who turned up was this insane older guy.
I have no fucking idea.
If it was guest list only, how did he get in?
Who's a member, I think.
Oh.
Because it's a members club.
Okay.
We had a guest list, but it's actually members. It's an arts theatre club, so it was a bit of a lovey, and he was actually going up to people, kissing their heads, and going, "I'm off my head, woo!"
I was coming out of the toilet, and he like stood in front of me, like he was trying to block me, and like wanted me to dance, or like he's gyrating. I was like, "Who are you?" And then he gave me a big hug.
Oh, you're sweet. And the great thing.
But he was hilarious.
Oh, and that is part of the cartel madness. Because the reason why it's called Rich's Uncle is that there's a club called Bastard, which Cartel used to do. And there was this guy called Rich, they named Rich's dad, because one of the people who used to go was called Rich, a guy called Stinking Rich. And he always used to play harmonica along with the tunes. And this guy looked almost similar, so we decided to call him Rich's Uncle. So it's just kind of a legacy from Bastard the Asylum, and it seems to be the kind of madness that follows the cartel communique around, and I love it. It was. I think the members were great, and the night was great, and had a great time.
Should we play the track that you played then?
Yes. So
nice segue, Scott.
Fuck
actually,
you.
Actually, I didn't play this one. I played another one, but this is what I would have played.
Gone.
He said, "I love the devil. I love Satan." Didn't he?
Yes, yes. It's all yes.
Excellent.
It was Data Rock with "I Used to Dance with My Daddy," which, considering that other song that I played on the night, which was "Sex You Up," was talking about I'm into S&M. I'm into all the men. I don't think they were talking about their parental unit in that song.
What units were they talking about?
I don't know. I think they're talking about the kind of daddy bears that were at Radio Clash night last night.
There were daddy bears there?
There were gay men there.
Which is the ongoing joke.
Which totally freaked
carried out. Over from the last yes. The podcast we just recorded.
I know.
Cough, cough, 50-pound note, cough, cough.
Well, you've got to collect the set. Just like the Panini stickers, you have to collect the set.
It's one of three.
Excellent.
This is two of three.
Yeah.
What freaked out the bootleg crowd and even the owner was just as long as all these big furry gay men turned up, which was a really nice bonus.
Nice boner.
Bonus. Well, boner as well.
I had a boner.
Well, I know.
I had a boner.
Well, they were all there largely because of me. Yes. Because the bear crowd is sort of like who I know, and they were all like, "Oh, put me down plus one, plus two. I'm going to bring friends." So there were even people of that group that were there that I didn't know.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, sort of like meeting them for the first time. But it was really nice that it sort of, I loved the mixture of people that we had there. I thought was very good.
It was very 50-50. It was like 50-50. It's like half straight, half bear. And even had Ben Jamin there, the DJ.
Yeah.
And I was like, who invited him? I mean, I kind of know him because he's really into his bootlegs. So it's nice to see him there. And I'm probably not going to give a list of the shout out, but it was great to see Holstar and Ian Fondue. And who else? Greg was on the door. So I have to give a big, big thank you to Greg. I think the second thank you I've given, probably three thank yous. And also there's a guy called Trevor who is a member there who, I mean, it was kind of a crazy thing. He actually, in the end, just took over the door and was looking after the door. And he was a member of the club. He wasn't anything to do with us. And he just did it free. And so I was giving him free Sambucas.
Anyone will do anything for free Sambucas.
Well, you know, it's like I would keep him happy because it was really nice because he knew all the members.
Give him drink and drugs. Yes.
And he'll be rest of the night.
There were no drugs last night.
No.
It was all very well behaved.
We were high on life.
Oh, fuck.
And music.
Typical American. Come on. I want to get really in touch with my emotions and just really get high on life. I don't need, like, narcotics and stuff. That's what I'm going to do. And I say no to drugs. Say no to drugs, everybody, okay? Whatever.
I'm really feeling your pain. Okay, that's terrible. Sorry.
He's giving me the evilest fucking look. You fucking scared me. It was either I'm going to kick your ass or I'm going to fuck you. I couldn't work it out. It's either lust or hate.
I don't know with Jem you can.
I couldn't work it out. Is it lust or hate? Thing. I don't like it. It's weird. Stop.
I've perfected that look over the years. Yeah, it serves me well.
It has served you very well.
And the other thing that was great about the night is that, and apparently I think everybody's put on the night probably has this moment. I was speaking to Cartel Mike, who used to put on Bastard. There's a moment when I was dancing on the dance floor, dancing to, I think it was Dire Straits versus Doom's Night, and I just stopped and thought, fuck, I did this. And suddenly the enormity of it kind of came to me. You know, it's you just think that, oh, no one's going to turn up, or you'll put it together, and, you know, and to be a success, and suddenly people are dancing and enjoying themselves, and people have enjoyed themselves and got feedback after they've enjoyed themselves, is really freaky. It's the biggest high. I mean, who needs your drugs? It is the biggest high to actually, you know, entertain people And the irony was most of them wouldn't even know it was me. I didn't know most of the people there. I knew some of the bootleg crowd. Most of the bear didn't know. So a few of them came up to me and said, "Oh, is this your night?"
Well done.
I think they probably thought it was Greg's night. But that was all right. I mean, it was weird. It wasn't about, you know, it wasn't about me. It was more like the entity of Radio Clash, and more about a kind of the hectic, eclectic thing, really, about Jeb and about Cartel Communique, and I played some shitty DJing, but it was a freaky feeling afterwards. I was such on a high afterwards when I left about 3 o'clock, and it wasn't the drugs. No drugs were taken. No, apart from a lot of vodka and Bacardi, but no, I was actually quite sober because I was running around trying to make sure everything was working fine. And Jeb, I have to say, your set was very, very good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Thank you very much.
I love your live performance, which the other Bear crowd were expecting, the Bootleg crowd weren't, and they really loved it.
I don't even know how much of the Bear crowd was expecting that, because I just told people it was a DJ set, and I think there were really only a couple of people there that knew that I was going to attempt to do some live stuff. But it was funny from my perspective, because I'm in the DJ booth, and there's people, you know, sat across the club from me, and they're all clustered around the bar drinking, and there's nobody dancing in front of me, which I was dancing in the booth, but I was kind of like... But I did two live songs, and I had the backing tracks on disc, and then I had like a melodica with me and some percussion, which
cowbell,
more cowbell.
They're all shouting.
So I like mix into the song, and then that I'm going to be performing, and then step over to the stage at the side where the microphone is, and suddenly it was like. All these people were standing right in front of me. It pulled everybody to that stage area. And I was nervous as hell going into that, but it actually worked really well. I did a song close to the beginning of the set and a song close to the end of the set. And I had people come up and say that they really loved it. Yeah. And somebody – was it you – who was saying – you had just mentioned Ben. Mm-hmm. It may have been Colin who was with him, or somebody was sort of taking the piss saying, why don't you sing live stuff during one of your sets? And they said that he got kind of puffed up about it, which I thought was – but I took it as a compliment. And I appreciate you sort of like facilitating the night and letting me do that. And
it was a pleasure.
So it was not only my London DJ debut. It was my London performance debut.
Yes. And it was – I think – initially, I was thinking Radio Clash Nights as being a DJ thing, and now I'm thinking how to put more of a live aspect just because of that. Because I was most intrigued by how it sort of changed.
Well, next time I'll do like a live mashup. Yeah. I'll put together some music for one thing, and I'll sing lyrics for something.
That will be my
odd cover version.
That was interesting because Julie, otherwise known as Holstar, was there, and she does partly that as a sort of drag goddess thing. And she was saying, oh, I love it, you know, when you were singing. And she wanted to do more because just missed the first one. She caught the second one, and she wanted to do it. I think you could have gotten away with doing at least a couple more songs. I know you were really nervous about it. You only wanted to do a couple, but I think you could have done a few more.
I had up to six that I could do, but those were the two that I felt most confident
yeah,
doing.
So. Yeah, well, always leave them wanting more.
Exactly. Something like that.
And
yeah.
I think not much to add, really. It's just that it's a crazy thing, and I'm definitely doing another one. I'm planning to do one in December because lots of people just asked me, saying, you are doing another one, aren't you? Nudge, nudge. And so that was a great feeling. And so I'm going to do another one. I'm trying to work out how to get a live thing into that one. I'm not sure if there will be or will be, or if you're around, there will be. But if not, that might be a DJ thing. But I'm just trying to think about what kind of little special twist I can put into it.
Nipple twist.
Yes.
That's what you can call it.
Nipple twist.
Call it nipple twist.
Radio Clash 2, nipple twist. Oh, there was a great name that me and Kurt came up with years ago. Little Sister Nipple Twister. Maybe we'll call it that.
Sissy Boy Spank Party.
That'll bring in the queens.
That'll bring in the wrong crowd.
Bring in the wrong crowd, definitely.
So, shall we play another tune?
Yes, this is one of your ones again. These are all your tunes. So, Radio Clash is kind of staying Radio Clash. What is it?
I can't remember.
Oh, well done.
Which disc is it? Which disc is it?
It's Curve.
Oh, I Feel Love. This is Curve, I Feel Love. I played last night and went down really well.
well it fits. Baby, can't you see when you look at me? I can't kick this feeling when it hits. All alone in my bed at night, I grab my pillow and squeeze it tight. I think of you and I dream of you all of the time. What am I gonna do?
Best disco song ever.
Where's my Coke spoon? Studio 54.
You can't come in. Sorry, you're not coming in. That's that was Sheik's I Want Your Love. And then before that was I Feel Love. A bit of a loving from Curve, which is from the excellent Ruby Tracks album, which I have on boxed vinyl. And Kirk, I bought him on sort of triple CD, and I have copies of his triple CD. With his knowledge. So, because it's such a great compilation, and I will play more of that at future Radio Clash nights.
It was awesome to see Kirk last night, actually, because since the podcaster meet that we went to, the drafting beer with Adam Curry, since then, I hadn't seen Kirk, actually. What are you laughing? Because I said the Adam AC Curry.
Because Adam Curry is such a joke in the United States because I saw him on MTV for years and years
you,
with his bleached, mullety lion's
mane. That's why I said to him when I met him. Yeah. I said, remember, last time I laid eyes on you, you were on my TV. I was 8 years old, and you had the biggest hair in the world, and you played Living on a Fucking Prayer by Bon Jovi, and you played it every week.
It's the Final Countdown by Europe. Or no. What was their follow-up single that they shot in a Hard Rock Cafe somewhere?
Did they do a follow-up single? I don't remember it.
Yeah, they had one in the States.
What was it called? I can't remember.
I can't remember that either.
We're Shit.
We have no career now. I mean, the best thing about when
the best thing about Europe is that they released the greatest hits album,
greatest hits.
It had 20 songs on it,
the same song 20 times. But the thing
that's Dead or Alive.
Oh right, okay. But the thing about Kirk is when he saw, because he never, what, MTV wasn't big in this country at that time. You had to be very rich, and you had to have cable, and you had to have, you know, very expensive hardware or whatever to see MTV in the 80s. You'd be very lucky if you had MTV. And so we had no concept of who Adam Curry was. So when Kirk saw Adam Curry at the podcast, it was like, is he for real? It was like, you know, he looks like some kind of like piss take of an 80s pop star. I was like, no, he is for real. I said, but he's so thin, and that's just hair.
Is that an ex-member of Bros?
Bros. Ross. I like that brother band called Bros. I got a bro, too.
Was he in Def Leppard?
And I fucked him.
What? Was he in Def Leppard? Yeah.
He's giving me that fucking look again. Tell him to stop it, Tim.
I'd never heard their music. I just knew what they looked like.
When will I be famous?
Not at all anymore.
Wankers.
Click. Yeah, right. Wankers is a good word, definitely.
Oh, dear. I Owe You Nothing's not a bad song. Actually, When Will I Be Famous is not a bad song.
I owe you nothing.
And we owe you nothing at all, so you have no career anymore. But the weird thing is that the third one, who was the kind of the dark-haired, unpretty one, that no one liked, is the one who's most successful. He's now a manager.
Yeah.
He now manages several bands, including boy bands.
Oh, speaking of unsuccessful, I saw Gary Kemp on the street the other day.
Yes. What was he
doing?
That
was my London star sighting. He was shuttling his kids across the road.
He was praying to be the craze, was he?
Was he what? No. It was funny, but Lawrence was like, don't stare. And I was like, having had that like star sighting experience in Hollywood and stuff before, I know that you don't acknowledge the celebrities, but it's like the last time I had seen Gary Kemp would probably be like 1985. No, 85. And I'm like seeing a Spandau ballet video on MTV. And so I'm trying to reconcile the him now.
Was he the one that was in EastEnders?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So we knew him in EastEnders for years and years, actually.
The one that's weird for me is when we were at the wireless thing. Remember, we saw Gary Newman, and he looked exactly like he does, he did.
Where was that?
I think we were at the wireless festival watching Depeche Mode and we were leaving the VIP area.
Yes, we saw Gary Newman a few times.
And he was like in the leather jacket and everything. He just looked older.
He was just playing his image. It was really funny.
Exactly.
He's a complete freak, though. Doesn't he have OCD or
something like that?
Or attention deficit disorder?
Well, he's a pilot, so he can't.
He stopped doing that.
Did he?
He's just quite disabled.
He was a Spitfire pilot for a long time.
Yeah, he has a problem. He did some article in the paper.
So. He thinks his friends are electric. That's what the problem is.
I know.
No, they're down in the park.
They're down at the subway, isn't it?
No, they're trying to find the cars. But I die, you die.
We have another track to play. You're on Radio Clash. Click.
Oh, yes. And we've got the dictator Scott telling me,
I run the board.
Another track. I am running the show.
Oh, and let me just say, you know, from my perspective, it's funny because I'm sort of sitting between them, and Scott is at the board, and Tim is in the chair, and Tim is just beside himself because he is not in control of this show. It's really funny.
So I'm sort of taking the. I'm playing on it. I am playing on it a little bit. I'm a bit like, yeah. I've got control.
This one is for you, Scott. This is a bit of metal.
Metal.
Touch me. How can it be? sky. Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong?
That was ELO with Mr. Blue Sky, and before that was Suspiria, with the metal version of Sun Always Shines on TV, the AHA classic.
That was so metal, it was unbelievable.
It was great watching you doing air guitar, I know. I was doing my metal horn, I was doing my devil's horns.
Yes, and I was doing the air guitar, and you guys were all taking pictures of me. It's such a shame that you didn't get a YouTube video of that, it would have been awesome.
And then you realize people
you
watching.
You don't know that I didn't get a YouTube video.
Oh, really?
I didn't. But actually, your facial expressions were priceless. I did get a couple of good photos.
Excellent.
And you realized someone might be watching.
Outside of the window, right? Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. This is guy Sting. And I was like, I'll sit down and just conduct myself in a normal, professional manner.
And I'll pretend that I'm playing Sting for the patients.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, sorry. You did not hear that.
That could be a beep moment.
beep.
Yeah. We wrap it up.
Yeah. And, thanks for listening to Radio Clash. And thanks to Jeb and Scott for being on the show.
Wait, should we do the theme music again? Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Doom, doom, doom. Great. So you can find out more on mutantpop.net/radioclash. You find out more about Scott on nightnurseshow.com.
Yep.
And you can find out more about Jeb on 50poundnote.net.
Correct.
I hate URLs. It's always like when you think, no, I'm going to get it wrong,
That's right. Y'all sure can.
Yes. Y'all. Hi, y'all.
Well, it's good if you know how to spell. Goodbye, John Boy. I can't spell all that well. But my mama told me that I wasn't doing too bad, you know, because I'm like 25 now, and I can spell to a third grade level.
So, good night, John Boy.
Good night, Billy Joel. Billy Joe Bob.
Fuck off.
So I'm going to play out with a track by the Manetta.
Later.
What?
What?
He said, fuck all you. I said, later.
You wish. But
I fucking did. Kiss my ass.
I'd rather not. We're going to play out with Manetta.
No, I didn't. That's for the record, right? I didn't do anything. I'm a good boy.
Maybe he did, and maybe he didn't.
It will remain a mystery forever.
Maybe we wiped his memory. So we're going to play.
I should just wipe his ass.
Bitch. Fucking bitch.
All right. No. We're going to shut up. So Tim can do the outro.
So I'm going to play Magnetic Fields. I think I need a new heart. The reason why I'm playing this is after the end of the Radio Clash night, I was on the night bus, and it was the first song that came
on. Waiting for the night bus.
To Binscom. No, anyway, you don't know anything about that, Kirkwood. I was on the night bus, and it's the first song, and it was so weird because, of course, you used to work with or have worked with LD Begtor, who used to work with Magnetic Fields, and we were talking about Magnetic Fields on the Tuesday. So it kind of was really quite odd, and you performed a song with some
the
of his
song
lyrics.
Option that I performed last night had lyrics provided by LD.
So it seemed to be kind of weird, and also the song itself, even though the lyrics are a bit kind of down, the actual sort of spirit of the song seemed to fit how I was feeling at the time, which is very up and very much like, you know, things are happening, and as I say, its greatest high is to put on your own night and then have it successful. So this is Magnetic Fields with I Think I Have a New Heart, or Need a New Heart.
Stand still, all I can feel is the time standing still as you put down the keys and say, don't call me please, while the radio plays. I think I need a new heart. Oh, I think I need a new too, but it's a sin that I can't tell the truth, cause it all comes out wrong unless I put it in a song. So the radio plays, I think I need a new heart just for you. I think I need a new heart, cause I always say I love you when I mean turn out the light, and I say, let's run away, when I just mean to stay the night. But the words you want to hear, you will never hear from me. I'll never say, happy anniversary. And never stay to say happy anniversary. So I think I need a new